front. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Ishus that a Baal and an Isha that are having a machlokes, we're wrapping this up from yesterday, they have a machlokes about what the shear of the ksuba was. The Haidim, when they got married 32 years ago, was she already then an almana, grusha, and therefore the ksuba is only mea, or does he owe her masayim? Classic moed v'miksas. Paskens the Rambam. Shvua doi raisa. Frek zechikasha. The Raidan asks one question, but you can ask more than one question. From our sugi of Salam Dinrin, or if we're learning a Rambam, it's a sphere from the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Dalet, Aloch Dalet. What did the Rambam say in Perek Dalet? Rambam says, if you take veya, there's room in the front. If you take veya, someone, 50 b'shtar, and 50 bal peh, and he's moided to the chelik that's baal, that to the star part, and he's koifer in the baal peh part. That's not a moided b'miksas, says the Rambam. Why? Why does the Rambam say that that's not a moided b'miksas? He has this new term. It's a haidah she'ein yachal lichbar, right? An offer you couldn't refuse. He was tevei with the star. It was a star mekuyim. He owes you. He admits that. And on the baal peh part, he was koifer. So it's a koifer akal. The haidah is haidah she'ein yachal lichbar. Where did the Rambam get this murder that Gishmaki you saw that Haidah that you weren't able to be kaifer is not called Haidah? We don't know. Some say from a Yerushalmi, some say other sources. But the question was, by Slong Dinrin, which is a very similar case, it's not a case when a guy say they you. Actually, it is. Someone was murdered me. It's mamish this case, Benson, because you have a star that says Sloyan, minimum two. Maximum generic plural two. Could be more, but two. And the Maal is signing more than that, he's signing five. So, and he's mighty on the two. Sishkaya, he's mighty on the two. That's the two that he had to be mighty. It's like, Doshani Yachal Lichbar. But yet, when the Gemara goes through Sloyim Dinrin and explains that 5-2 is going to be putter, the Gemara says, three has Beirim. It's Heilach, it's a Shtar Mesayeya, or, Moiridik, we're going to talk about this now a little bit still, it's a Shibut Karka. Because when you Tevea with a Shtar, you'll add him up from Mishubadim. And therefore, when you lend the guy green money, even though potentially in the chayr, he owes you green money, or if you want to be lomdus, he owes you clear money, is a chayv, or you can actually put that chayv and put it into a physical yellow banana or any other item, but it also could be karka, and for some reason, like, peel everything away, we're focused on that. So halva b'shtar is karka, it's shibut karka. Meir the gechidish, but as I say in the Gemara. So that's very nice, so why didn't the Rambam say that? But the Rambam said, though, that it's Haidosh and Yachal Lichbar. Getting back to our Ksuba case. They're having a Vikuach, if the Ksuba was 100 or 200, the Rambam says there is a Doiraisa Shavua of Moedim Mitzas. Why? It's Shibut Karka. Why? It's Haidosh and Yachal Lichbar. He had to admit that part. Bomb Kashas. The Magid Mishnah already tells it, and he says they made it Takana from the Goyim that Yaman Ksuba from a Talplin. Okay, but you could still owe someone from Karka. What's the deal? On the Shibut Karka Teretz, did you ever see a Rambam that says Ein Nishboyin on Shibut Karka? I know the Gemara says it, but did you ever see the Rambam use that? No, by Slom Dinrin and by the Hilchos Toyin Benitin, he said, Haydosh Eliyahu Lichbar. I'll tell you, Umayr the Kazakh, can we agree that when you mount someone with a star, the idea that that's considered ein nishbon ala karkois, I'm going to say it again, even though you lent him green cash and he owes you clear money and potentially pay with yellow bananas, or you have a shibut on light brown karka, that's the deal of ein nishbon ala karkois, which is mamish, the karka itself. It's a quadruple chiddush. Does it say it in the Gemara? Yes. Can you swallow it? Yes. But why did the Gemara say it? To explain why Sloyim Dinrin is putter by 5-2. You have any other backup hesber maybe why Sloyim Dinrin is putter by 5-2? Halach? And conveniently the Rambam holds Halach is putter. Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel. Already in the beginning the Rambam says Halach is putter. The Rambam has no need to ever be Mechadish. He would have done. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara says it as a last resort teretz to explain why by Shlom Dinrin you putter. But if you hold Halach's putter, you have no need to say that. Suffice it be that Einish Bon, I'll do it Karka Mamish, not on a shibit of a money which could have been Geiger from many other things, and also Karka, and on Otsitznaka, if I had to say that. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, but we still have the other problem. They were married for 32 years. The Oilam was asking about that yesterday, but they were. So he for sure owes her 100. How much was he being Maida? 100. So it's still a kasha that it's a haidah she'ena yachalichbar. And a haidah she'ena yachalichbar is potter that the Rambam says.
We call that not the same level as when it's a shnar.
That's what we're going to say now. We said yesterday that avada were going that there was no shtar ksuba. How do we know that? Because if there would be a shtar ksuba, you would check if it's 200 or 100. Why b'chalal does he have to pay it? Because for sure there's a ma'aseh bezdin of paying. Does he have to? Is it haidosh and yachalich for? Yeah, I'm not denying. I can't deny that, right? But if you go that haidosh and yachalich for is halach, and the reason you put there is because it's halach, says Reb Chaim, I'm giving very, very b'kitzer, a big arichas of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ishus. He says, Haidosh and Yachalichbar is Halach. And it's only considered Halach when you actually have the shtar in your hand. When you teveya someone with a shtar in hand, and you're also teveya more money, and he's mighty to the shtar pot, that's Halach. But by Ksuba, it's not Halach, because Halach is only... Haidosh and Yachalichbar is only called Halach when it's a shtar in your hand. Adds Reb Chaim. Yeah, but what about the other kasha, that it's a shibut karka? We already gave a teretz to the kasha of shibut karka. What did we answer? Mamish just a few minutes ago. That the hechrach to be machad, the shibut karka, English bond, was only if you hold halach chayim. But Reb Chaim says a different word. And again, I don't understand it, but I'm giving you just the structure of this. Reb Chaim explains that this moiridik chiddush, that a shibut of money, of a halvah, which technically is green and yellow and clear, but also is karka, that it's considered the rule of English bond of shibut karka, that's only if it's siruf, that it's also halach. Mind you, this is even if Halach is Chayiv, says Reb Chaim. I'm not getting involved if Halach is Chayiv or Potter. B'li Kesher. I read the Gemara by Shlom Dinrin is coming to answer that even if Halach is Chayiv by Shlom Dinrin and Potter, because as I quote, it's a Shiva Karka. Because Reb Chaim, don't take the Gemara face value. It is a Metzias of Halach. Shlom Dinrin is Halach. Even the Madhavar Halach Chayiv holds, but if it's a Shiva Karka, you won't swear on it. But by Ksuba, as already explained, it's not Halach, because Halach is only if the star is in your hand. If it's not Halach, it's not Shiva Karka either. And therefore, you will have a Shavua D'Oraisa. Avada, there's more on that, but we're moving on to the next Rambam. We're going to go back to the Gemara, so the last Rambam. Hilchos Eidos, Perek Beis, what was the case? Someone comes to you with two shtaris. One star says you owe him 100, one star says you owe him 200. Let's assume it's the same Malva and the Loiva. Technically, the Etzem, what would be the Malva would be able to mount 300, because it's not it's not an overlap. There's a star of 100 and a star of 200. So, you owe him 300. The problem is that over there, the two shtaris are exclusive of each other because they're signed by different kitois of Eidim that yesterday, in a totally different than Torah, trade against each other. And as such, one is kosher, one is not. You don't know which star is kosher, so how much could you want out of a minimum of 100 and 200? 100. And there's Dr. Rambam. You taideya 100, and then you swear a shvua d'oraisa on the other 200. Frek derived it, and he goes all over, and he's saying, it's a haidosh and yachalichbar. It's, by the way, over there he was kai for all 300. He's paying 100 because it's Aiden, the shtar is Aiden. But it's haidosh and yachalichbar, and it's shibut karka, and he has another question there that it's not a susal to Reb Chiya. I want to try to answer those questions as well. Let's first talk about the kasha that it's haidosh and yachalichbar. Again, what was the kasha? The Rambam's concept is a haidosh and yachalichbar, you're not going to be imay to mix us. Haidosh en yachalichbar, if you don't mind, is halach. Let's go that way. It's not a different reason. It is halach. The same way halach, if you plunk the money in the guy's hands, that's halach. That's the Rambam's ultimate halach in Perek Aleph Halach Gimel. When he described halach, he says, if your mamash put the money in his hands. But who then, if a guy comes to you and part of the tefillah is like a star in your face, and you can't deny it, it's haidosh en yachalichbar, that's halach. Says the Shach in Siman Ayin Hey, it's only halach if you also agree. You know, there's even a diak in the Lashon, it's machlekes b'shayim. When the Gemara says that Shlom Dinrin is halach, it's the high star, the hokam moide be. There's a shayla, the hokam moide be, your moide. Tachlis, when the guy comes to you with the Shlom Dinrin, what did the Leiva say? Zero or two? Zero or two?
Saying two.
We were saying two. And what if he would say zero when you weren't there, we discussed it? What would be, I know, you know, you heard it, but when you say zero, we had a tzad, you're still going to pay two. Says the Shach, catch on. But there's a difference. If he doesn't admit the two, I know he's coerced to admit the two. But it's only considered halach if he admits the two. If he's kaifer, it's not considered halach. And I would say, in the case of the double star, a star that said 100 and a star that said 200, that was signed by alternative Trey Aiden, what was the loiva accused loiva saying the first in the Rambam?
Zero.
Zero, l'hadam and everything. He's being stiff because the star is against him, but he's saying zero. Oh, you bazoi, it's not hadosh and yalach, but it's not halach. That's the shachs.
It's like classic
Rambam. Oh, that's my next step. One second. Excellent. The first nusach is that I want to treat it as hadosh like piv, but in Slum Dinner, he actually was moida, but there he wasn't moida. The next step is to go, it's a whole build-up. The next step is to say it like this. And you know what, I want to come from a different angle. I just had a vikuch about this mamish just now. The Rebbe's room was given a tumult in them, but the shah was like this. Do you know familiar with Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa? Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa holds that even though Koifer HaKol Potter, Moid B'Piv B'Mitzaz Chayv, Koifer HaKol, Enonei Dechad, Chayv. Okay, Razoch Rebbe Chiya, Koifer HaKol, Koifer HaKol. But there's Eidim on the Mikzas. That's also Chai Veshua. Is Reb Chiya saying that it's also considered Moed the Mikzas, or he just created another Shvua? You know, someone told me this morning, earlier on the bus, didn't he? Says there's only three Dereisim the Kishvuas. There's only three. Eidecha, Moed the Mikzas, and Shvuas HaShoimri.
Why don't we?
I'm on the bus now. There's only three Dereisim the Kishvuas. Moed the Mikzas, Eidecha, Shvuas HaShoimri. All on the Shvuas HaDerabanan. I told him, no, there's eight. Come with Chanukah. You have any other Shvuas HaDeraisas? Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is the fourth one. Hey, listen. Rav Chiya is the Moed of the Mikzas. It is? Nine. Rav Chiya is the Moed of the Mikzas. You want another one? Kaifer HaKol of Rashi Baba Kama. Yeah? Gilgal. This thing's going on. I have eight. I had eight. But Rav Chiya is a Moed B'Mitzvahs, or it's a little bit something different. Does the Oilam know that Rav Chiya attempted to learn it out from Piv, which was a Kal V'Chaymer, but there was a Pircha, and then we made a Tzad HaShava from either Eid Echad or Gilgal, and then in the end he says it's a Tzad HaShava built on a Kal V'Chaymer thingy. Can I say that Rav Chiya is just a subcategory of Moed B'Mitzvahs, or it's something else? Anyone has an Afkamina Ladina between a Rav Chiya case and a Moed B'Mitzvahs case? Stop, just for basics. What's the difference? Any difference? If a guy says you owe me 100 and he says no, I owe you 50, or he says no, you owe me 100, he says 0, and 8 and say 50. In both cases, if you hold like a Pina, you're going to swear on the other 50. Anyone? What? Is there a Pina by Knas? Okay, very good, because if the Makaro, so made that, right? We said that. So, a more basic one, what?
Oh.
Thank you. Let me preempt one more. That's what I wanted. We'd rather talk about Shtei Kesef. Remember, Shtei Kesef is a famous Zeres HaKosef that there's a minimum of 64 prutas by a Moed the Mitzvahs. There isn't that minimum by an Eid Echad. Is there that minimum by a Reb Chiya? The Chohena, we have various other nafkaminas. But is there Heilach by Reb Chiya? Let me explain the case. Flat out, a guy says, you owe me 100. He says, Ladam. You owe me 100. Ladam. 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 Eidim come in. You know what's Ladam, yeah? Aidim come in and say, no, you do own 50. And on the spot, touch the delivery, he points down 50. You chayav shvua on that or not? Classic halach. Ultimate halach. Yeah? Maybe a halach that even Rav Chiya agrees. What's the difference? It's not so pashut. There's a big tumult that even though Rav Chiya is a moed b'mikzas, but it's not mamish, you run of the mill moed b'mikzas. It's learned out from a kal v'chaymer drawn outside of Shabbat Engi, and it might have its own dinim. Is there halach by Rav Chiya? Machlaikis. Machlaikis who?
So then it
must be that there is halach by Rav Chiya Kamaisa as well. And which Tosafot argues? Excellent. Which Tosafot argues? No, Tosafot not changed the Tana Tuna, but you don't see a raya that he was caused by what the Havan of Tana Tuna was. You don't see a raya the other one. It's yeah. He still is open for suggestions. But that was very good. Thank you. Azoy Daf Lerner Nasuki. Excellent. But is it only in the Paiskim or is it in the Rishayim? Please research the Vizmi. But there's a Shailah, there's Halach by Rav Chiya. We can say a Shtikl Torah. Let's assume that there's no Halach by Rav Chiya. That's the answer to the Rambam. What are we asked by the Rambam? A guy comes to you with two stories. A guy comes to you with two stories. One star says 100. One star says 200. One star is signed by Don and Naftali. The other one signed by... I forgot the names we used yesterday, but the problem was though those guys would tray or tray. Between the two stars of 100 and 200, you're only allowed to use one of them. And which one are you going to use, Lamaisa? Are you setting up the 2 Aiden? What do you have the 2 Aiden? The tray, setting up. You have the star, two against two. You're only letting one of them. You want the minimum. And then the Rambam says you spread on the other half, on the other 200. Frek the kasha. What was the kasha? It's a haidosh she'eni yachal lichbar. What's the answer? Yeah, but it wasn't haidosh. It was haidosh Aiden. And haidosh she'eni yachal lichbar sachakom means halach. There's no halach by haidosh Aiden. It's a machlokes, but if you'll say there's no halach by Ados Eden, that's a teretz for the Rambam. Yeah. Shouldn't Eden accomplish the same thing? That is crazy. I never heard such a kind. That's it. One second. Is there a tzad that when a guy comes to a shtar, since the etzim fact that there's a shtar, so that's halach, you have to admit to it. So every Hadas Edom of Rav Chiya Kamaisa is Halach. That's what she was asking. Rav Chiya Kamaisa and Rav Chiya Bas Raisa just merged. I don't know. I want to sit down. What's the difference?
It's all a star. It's all Edom.
The difference is that Vaisdois, just because you're confronted with Edom, but there's no Shibat Karki yet. One second. Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad. You owe me 100. Lahadam. He brings in a Ksav Yad that you owe him part. Ksav Yad is Halach? That he's signed. An IOU, he's signed. Is that going to be Halach? Is that going to be Hadosh Eni Yachal Lichbar?
It's definitely
Raw Eni Yachal Lichbar, I know, but I'm bothered by Yokasha that every time Eidim come in, walking, talking, Eidim also Eni Yachal Lichbar. There's got to be more to the Eni Yachal Lichbar than just the Eidim itself. I'm getting there. Again, I'm then a bit ikker because we're putting Rabbi Kavais and Rabbi Best Rice into one big chunk now, but let's put it on the side.
Halo, because that's not part of the time anymore. You're putting it by the mouth.
No, it's a hero, so.
The Adam did it.
I know, but if the Rambam said, you're right, but if the Rambam said that Eni Yachal Lichbar also is AKA Halach, there's other stuff in the Rambam, but if the Rambam said that Eni Yachal Lichbar is also AKA Halach, Adam is also Eni Yachal Lichbar. Or no, I mean, I'm trying to throw it some, but that was the question. Don't ask it from the other half on the paper. When the Rambam said Eni Yachal Lichbar is Halach, if that's found in the Rambam. Cut. Back to the Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. What does the Rambam say? Two stars, one is 100, one is 200. Only one of the stars is good because it's a tray of tray. You pay the lower one and you swear on the higher one, the 200, and it's considered a moedim mixus. We're asking, but it should be halach. It should be karka, it should be ein yachal lichbar. And we're saying Hadas Eidim doesn't have that. Problem. Sloim dinrin is also that. Sloim dinrin, what does the star say? Sloim dinrin. Yeah, but what's the minimum? Two. And on two he has to admit. Sloim dinrin is Hadas Eidim or Piv? Or maybe both, I don't have a problem, but what is it? It's Eidim, it's Rukhiya? It's not a regular moedim mixus? Again, the Shach cleared is the case that he got admitted to or not.
Well, if he didn't admit it, then it's like,
okay. Maybe if he didn't admit it, maybe it's Pater. Reb Chaim says, get ready, Reb Chaim says that you will not have the dinner of Reb Chaya by Shlom Dinrin because of the Sloyim being two. Because Hadas Eidim needs Kodam Tviya Lahaydah. It's got to be the first he's Tveyayu, you say Lahadam, and then he brings in the Eidim. Sloim Dinrin is Kodam Eidim L'Tviya, and it won't be a Reb Chiya. That's how it's starting. The story's starting with the star. He didn't come out of the blue and say, you owe me, and then brought Sloim in. That would be a nice case. A guy comes to you and says, you owe me Sloim. He says, what? And then he pulls it out. Not what, he says Lahadam. But what would be maybe not. Aybazoi, there's a Meir de Kechap. In the case of Sloim Dinrin, why aren't you Chayib? Sloim Dinrin, 5-2, are you Chayib for or not? Let's assume you're not. How many reasons do we have why you're not Chayib Shvua by Sloim Dinrin? This is not a test. How many reasons? I have 5. How many reasons do you have by Sloim Dinrin, 5-2, that you're not going to be Chayib Shvua? Heilach. Misayeya Lishtara, two pshatim. Shibut Karka, and maybe the Rabbah. Hadash and Yach Lichbar. Cut all of that. Why aren't you chayed by slime dinner in 5-2? Als Rabchia Kamaisa. Why aren't you chayed as Rabchia Kamaisa? Not as Pid. So maybe, ditto. Maybe Halach also answers that, does it? Does Misayeya Lishtara answer that? Don't know. Ain't Efron al Shibat Karkois? Probably does. Does the Rambam's Teretz of Haidosh Ain't Yach al Lichbar answer that? Maybe, but we're trying to sell you now to answer the Rambam in Eidos that it doesn't. So what's the pshat that Slum Dinner is not Hadas Eidim? Kenzain Slum Dinner is not Hadas Eidim because it's Kadam Haidol and Tfiyah. And that's not issue. Elamai, you need that he was Maidim with his pet. Because meaning he looks at the Slum Dinner and says, yeah, okay, two. On that, you have the reasons of the Gemara. It's Haidosh Ain't Yach al Lichbar. Okay, I managed, with some help, to confuse myself. But, and we do have to go weiter, but we have to speak out one very more important thing. A rimigash. Rav Nocha made a big trask about this rimigash. I want to go back to basics. Why is there a shvua by Moedib Mixas and not by Kaifer HaKol? Who asked that question, maybe? Mitnei ma omra toira Moedib Mixas atayini yishava. Meaning, and why Kaifer HaKol not? We've been saying the whole time there's a drara. What's the drara? The fact that there's a, he's moed on part, looks a little suspicious. Reb Nochum said pshat in a rimagash and shvuas, which maybe the rimagash, well, that's what his pshat and the rimagash was. A rimagash and shvuas and a ramban and shvuas in two different places, but I want to explain it. When a guy's kite for a call, what would be the reason why maybe he wouldn't be able to be kite for a call? This is psychology also. Why wouldn't the guy be able to be kite for a call? It's awesome, regardless of the amount. Kuiper Kol on $17, a big Aza. Might the mix is on $170,000 out of $180,000? That's not his red line. Zok the Rimagash, a biggie site. You know why there's a drawer by Might the Mixas? Why does the guy look suspicious by Might the Mixas? Ah, you don't want to be a machutzif. So you're admitting a little bit to make yourself look good. I see you. I'm like three steps ahead of you. We never said this. Never said this. Noobshot. Not that Moed the Mixas is a drawer, because if a guy admits the part of the thing, so must be a little bit more leaning. Someone asked me what drawer means. I was saying in the beginning of the month, it's leaning.
What's different than Mishnah?
No, very different. Very different. Watch. Very different. Very different. Watch. You Moed the. Ah, okay. I'm reading. Wait, I'm four steps ahead. You want to be Kai for a call? I'm going to get involved in Simon. You want to be Kai for a call? That's too much of a chutzpah. So you Moed a little bit. That's what makes you look suspicious. Step one, says the Rimagash. What's the din? Did we ever talk about this? What's the din in the Moida B'Mixas? Where first the guy was Moida, and then you were Tedei. Yeah? Kodem, Aido, Litzvian. We talked about it by Rabchia. I'm talking about it by Pepe. A guy comes up and says, I owe you 50. He says, what do you mean? You owe me 100. Yeah, Kodem, Aido, Litzvian. Is there a din of Moida B'Mixas? Is there a din of Moida B'Mixas? It's the current ultimate Halach also, yes, but he didn't pull out the money. He didn't pull out the money. No, no, no. Yeah. He's holding his hands about it. Is there a din of Moed Mixas by Kodem Haidol Litzvia? Anyone else? Is there a din of Moed Mixas by Kodem Haidol Litzvia? No. Is there a din of Moed Mixas by Kodem Haidol Litzvia? Why not? Where's the Mechar? Where's the Gemara? Someone knows the ideas on this? The Rimagash says, the Rimagash says that you know why Kodem Haidol Litzvia doesn't have Moed Mixas? It's not a Xeris Akosav like, oh, you need Shtei Kesef, you need not on Tuesdays, and you need the Haidol Litzvia. The drawer of Haidah is, you're being Maida, because really when you be Kaifra Kali and trying, I got you. If you're Maida before the guy surveying you, there's no drawer. A whole new Taijan, why call them Haidah the Tfi, it doesn't make a drawer of Maida mix us. Because the drawer was, I see what you're trying to do.
So why do you ever give Misha Aveda? Why don't we always say this, but he's the actual Misha Aveda. I come and return someone's wallet. And I could just say the same svar that I came first.
No, he talks about Meshul Aveda. Second time, he talks about that also. It's very good, but he talks about that. I want to focus on the Nakuda though then. He said that's Pshat and Kodem Haidol Litzvia. But then, this is the light bulb, Rav Nochum said this. First of all, Rav Nochum said that's Pshat and Anup Pshat and Rabba. Mitneima Omra Toira Moed, the mixes are not great for a call. Because Chazaka ain't of the maze. I know you, you're the one that's trying to be maze, and you can't, so you're being Moed. And then he says, that's also pshat why Haidah She'ena Yochel Lichbar doesn't have Moed Mixas. How are we masbir until now? How many pshatim were we masbir? Why hayda is murdik? Hayda she'ini yachal lichbar is not chayim ma'idus. How many pshatim did we say so far? Because I'm saying a new pshat now. How many pshatim did we say? We said maybe it means halach. We said maybe it means shtar m'sayele. We said maybe it's a new yisayt from Yerushalmi. We said lots of things. No. If Moed the Mixes is a drur only because, hey, you look suspicious because you tried to do the Haidah because Fakir, you really want to be Kaifar, I'm so smart, you really want to be Kaifar Akal. No, you really know with Mishlamet or not, you can't do that. So you see, if you were Moed only the part that you were Mukhrach to do, I don't see that whole story. You don't want to do anything, you're being Moed, only one you want to do.
So it's a Kaifar Akal?
Yes, it's a Kaifar Akal, and yes, we already said that yesterday, but we're saying something new now. Bottom line, it's a koi for a call. But appreciate the nuance over here. I'm going to say it again. Yes, bottom line, it's a koi for a call. But the knesh. Mipnei ma omer toira moida v'miksas. Because when a guy's moida, we say, hey, you were moida only because you're trying to... You know what else comes out? Watch this. Rabchia's din of hados eidim and moida v'miksas are very similar. We talked about this earlier today. They're like, it's just another moida v'miksas. Yeah, they're both very similar. They're both like, the guy looks a little suspicious because part of the time is true, so probably also... Now they're a world of difference. A moed of a mixas is the psychological analyzation thing of, oh, you were moed because you're scared and you know what I mean? Hados Eidim, like, Mamish doesn't have that. The guy was a kite for Hakol. Eidim came in, and there's a different Rara, and the Pchil learns it out from a Tzad HaShava, and there's Gedor, and it might not need Shtei Kesef, and it might not have Halach, and all that whatnot. It's a different thing. It's a different thing. Mipnei Ma'amra Torah. It's a different hair, and it might be able to be used for the Rambam. The emphasis is a lot more to do, but we are going Viker. And we're starting the Gemara Viker. The Gemara says, Mosef Mar Sutra Beidur of Nachman. Mosef Mar Sutra Beidur of Nachman is really coming to ask a kasha on the din of Halach. But the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Shavuos. Let's first learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, four shurois, four lines, four shlavim in the Mishnah. Appreciate them. Every one of them has to have a chiddush, has to be saying something. If one of the lines was not saying something, then Chazal wouldn't have said it. Okay, so let's try to learn a Mishnah. That was an important hakdamah in Negeya in Pshatova. But let's learn a Mishnah. Tanoi Kalim the Karkois. A guy says, you owe me Kalim and Karkois. 100, you owe me 100, whatever, 1,000, 100, of 50 Kalim, 50 Karkois. If you don't mind, you owe me a dira that's full of furniture. I bought it from you. What are you saying in the dira? I bought it from you. I want the dira and the tchula and the stuff that's inside it. So I want kalim from you and I want karka. Okay, fair enough. So it's one tvia of 100, whatever, 100,000, 100 million, whatever you want, but 100. Just, I should say 77 and get them confused. 100. He say, they 100 of kalim and karka. Let's just smoothly assume it's 50 and 50. It doesn't have to be, but let's just set the system running here. Tani kalim the karka, 50-50. Din number one. Hoyde be Kalim be Kafar be Karka. He's moided to the 50 of Kalim. But he's Kaifer on the Karka. He says, yeah, the furniture's yours, not the Dira. It's the Dira is worth the same amount as the furniture. It's a Dira in Wisconsin with high-end furniture. It's the same. It's equal. 50% of it is the furniture, 50%. See, Hoyde be Kalim be Kafar be Karka.
Why did
I for myself not to be confused. 100%, it does not have to be. It was just the Sabra side. The Hoyde be Kalim, the Kafar be Karka. He was moided to the 50 of Kalim. And Kafar on the Karka. Or Hoyde be Karka, the Kafar be Kalim, Potter. In case number one, why are you Potter? We have a lot to do here. Let's set this up. In case number one, why are you Potter? Why isn't there a Moyde be Mixas? You were Tevei 100, he's Moyde 50. So the Gemara says, it's mavur, because in the first case, the kfira was karka. Now, don't get confused by a moed that makes us, which part do you swear, the haidah or the kfira? It should be simple enough. The haidah part, fakir, haidah spal din, kamei, you have to pay. The kfira part is what you're swearing. So the first din of the Mishnah is mamish basics. You don't swear on karka. Everyone knows that. You don't swear about karka. What's the second one? Haidah bakarka vakafra bakalim, bashtay da, amari de gazach, a biggie soy. Not only do you not swear on karka, your mamish not swearing about karka. In that case, Fakir, you admit that the dira belongs to him. You're being kaifer, you're fighting only about the furniture. The guy's saying, give me the furniture. He says, no, it's not yours. Flat out, you're a kaifer, a kol, sort of, on 50 of furniture. Why are you not swearing? It's a mud, I mean, kaifer, it was a mistake. It's a mud that makes us. Shteta, that when we were mamayit karka from Shavua, not only are we mamayit that the karka can't be the chelik ha-kfira, the karka can't be the chelik of the haidah. That's what's neschadish in the second line of the Mishnah. The third line of the Mishnah. Hay the mixas karka patur. Right, he says you owe me 50k with 50 karka, and he admits only to 25 of the karka. So vayti, you don't swear. What's the chiddush over here for the shita? You already know that from the line before. He says if you only had the first two shuras of the Mishnah, you would have thought the Mishnah means something totally different. You would have thought that it's tana chitin v'haydulei b'sairin. We know this is even when everything is metaflin. When you tana chitin v'haydulei b'sairin, or even better, tana chitin v'sairin. V'haydulei b'sairin, that's not called the Maida Mixas. It's a huge machlokes tanaim and it's the gay later. That's what I would have thought the first two dinim of the Mishnah is. Makes the Mishnah clear. No. Even if there's a haida just on karka, so there's a kfira and a haida on karka. So swear on the rest of the karka, and maybe the kevim also was gilgul. No. Einish bon on kfira's karka, einish bon al haida's karka. Fourth line, mixas kalim chayiv. Mixas kalim means what? You owe me 50 karka, 50 kalim, he's married at the 25 of kalim. So there's a kfir on kalim, there's a haidah on kalim. And then the din is you swear, and the Gemara is going to soon say, not only do you swear on the kalim, there's even a din of Gilgal shvur. There's even a din of Gilgal shvur, you swear on the karka also. Frek the Gemara, okay, that's a Mishnah. Frek the Gemara though, time at the kalim of karkois, the karka lav bas shvuhi. Hakelim v'kelim dumi v'kelim v'karkois chayiv heichi dumi lav d'amar lehelech shma mina helach chayiv. We have many definitions to the word helach, but in this Gemara it's mavur that by definition karka. By the way, are you plunking the karka in the guy's hands? There are those that say that helach is only if you put it in the guy's hands, unless it's an otzitznokov, you're not putting the karka in the guy's hands. But since karka is here, available, shteito, maybe change your attitude what halach is. This is a developing sugya. It's dynamic. We're going to see on Hayim and Alpha, so you may have to define what halach is based on as the sugya is coming along. Karka is always halach. That's going to be the main topic. That's going to be the crisis. Karka is always halach. For the record, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon, and the Etzemit already asked it over here. L'man number halach patra, so why do you need a pasuk by karka? Karka is always halach. But the Gemara over here, what? Because the karka is here. Yeah, only you fell in the hole once. It's here. If it's available, that's enough to halach, even if he didn't put it in his hands. I'll say this tomorrow. Whenever there's an entire and the thing is available, who are the kalim? If the guy doesn't say the kalim are in the agam or that the kalim are lost, he says, yeah, the kalim are in my drawer. The watch that you told me to watch, the two watches that you told me to watch, no, it's only one watch and it's available in the drawer. That's halach. And that's Kuvah the Gemara's Diyak now. So why is the Mishnah, why is the Mishnah saying that you put the because of karka? Hare, if it would be kalim similar to that, its mashma would be chayiv. Shema min ha'elach is chayiv. Let's first finish the Gemara. There's a lot to do. Loi. Loi l'may melech kalim nami potter. V'hodekoni kalim v'karka, ha'kamash malon, that ha'i de b'mixas kalim, chayiv afala karka. The fourth line. And when it says chayiv, it means chayiv even on the karka. 25 kalim yimoyi, 25 kalim yikayfer. Not only do you swear on the kfir of the 25 kalim, you swear on the other 50 of karka also. Frek the Gemara, my kamash malon, zoikikin. That's a mission in Kedushin. Zoikikin and a chasim. So what do you need the Mishnah in Shavuos for? It's already a Mishnah in Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Hach Iker Hasam Agav Grora Nasla. Something just went, someone just smeared us over here. What happened over here? There's four lines in the Mishnah. The Gemara had a diyuk that it says Karka not Halach. And the Gemara says, five everything. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is line number four. What do you mean? There's a lot of things going on in this Mishnah. Line number one towards the din of Kfiris Karka. Einish Bon al Kfiris Karka. Line number two and three towards Einish Bon Haidos Karka. Why do you need both? Because I would have thought it's Chidin Misairin. At the last line, there's a din of Gilgal. Very nice. And that's the whole geshichta of what happened. First of all, you know, the Gemara says Taka, but even Gilgal, we know. So the Gemara says, no, the Iker Sukkot Gilgal's here, there it's Agav. Ha'orah. We spoke this out on Daf Dalet and Aleph when we discussed Gilgal. We were Medayek in the Rambam that there's two kinds of Gilgal. I don't want to make this clear. There are two kinds of Gilgal. One kind of Gilgal is, a guy has a din Torah with you, you owe me 100, and he says, no, I owe you 50, and a classic Ma'id of a Mixas, and then he looks at you and says, okay, swear to me also that you're not my Eved, and that you don't owe me a car and an elephant. Well, what's the Shaykhs? Gilgal! I can do anything I want. And then there's a Gilgal that's our sugya, that there's a din Torah of Kalim and Karka. And yes, there's a din of Einish Bon al Karkois. And I'll say it again, Einish Bon al Karkois. There's no Shavuos Ma'id of a Mixas on Karka, there's no Shavuos Eidechon on Karka, there's no Shavuos Shaymrim on Karka. But the Gilgal, that's the din. When there's a din Torah that includes Kalim and Karka, it becomes one big taina. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was Madaik, even that the Rambam is before, it's two different dinim. And I'll explain. The Gilgal, when the Karka gets involved, it becomes one big din Torah. There will even be Nitaich on this Gilgal. You don't have to ask for it. Bezdin will automatically initiate it. The other Gilgal, when you're out of the blue, says, swear to me, you're not my Eved, you have to ask for it, and it doesn't have Nitaich.
How are we going to be Iger finishing the Torah? The Torah said, Inishman al Karkais.
Where did the Torah say, Inishman al Karkais? in the parasha of Ma'ida Mikzas. But in the Din of Gilgal, it's a bypass to it.
So then in every case, you're going to be able to get there.
Oh, that's the famous kasha, that every Gilgal should be Megalgal back, that you should swim now back on the other Ma'ida Mikzas. Okay. Three strikes, excellent, it was good. No, it's three good ones. Okay. I have a horror. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky makes a big trust that this taka two dinim in Gilgal. You know, everyone, it's very yeshivish, it's veidin and brisk, everything very nice, but where's the makairis for the two dinim? But it's before he's bedaik and he builds it up as a two dinim. So ha'ar in the shadow here, the Gemara asks, what do you need the Mishnah Kedushin? It's already Mishnah Shavuos, and it says, no, here's Agav Orche. No, don't Agav Orche. Maybe say one is Yen Adin of Gilgal, one is Yen Adin of Gilgal. One is the din of Gilgal that when there's Kalim and Karka, you swear on the Karka also. And what is the din that out of the blue you can say, swear to me, you're not my Eved. Why couldn't the Gemara say that? Ha'ara. But the more pressing problem. Very nice that the fourth line of this Mishnah is Bechadish, the din of Gilgal. But what about the rest of the Mishnah? The Teretz is, the Gemara knew. The Gemara knew, and that's coming up, we're going to know that sugya. As a matter of fact, let's talk into that sugya just for a minute. The Gemara now, instead of the Mishnah, says, let's put the kasha on the front of the table here. Lemand Omer Helich Potter. So why do you ever need a case of karka? Would they karka mishvua? Every karka is helach. So he says, which Be'ez Hashem, then we're going to be ikr, we're going back to tomorrow, so but that be ikr, we're going to see this four sheepis, what this Gemara means. That when you teveya someone for digging up your boyer sikhan umaris, that's called karka. It's, again, quest. It's not helach, but it is karka. There's four pshatim, Rambam, Ravid, Rimagash, secret, which is also Rashi, B'chayra, and Taisarosh. Again, there are four pshatim in this Gemara. Rambam, Ravid, the Rambam and Ravid is often earth from today's Maram Kainis, and also the Ravid in Shita is Lashitase in the Ravid. The third sheet, that's Rambam Ravid. The third sheet is Rimagash Rashi, and the fourth one is Rabbeinu Yoni Taisarosh. We're going to do it, 1 second. Inami, listen to this one. Hecha detani, kenle bakarka. The Gemara, the second teretz, Rav Yossi, is putting up a huge white flag. And the Gemara is saying, this is crucial, the Gemara is saying, karka is always helach, red zechayim. Whenever there's a din Torah about karka, and you moid on the karka is available, and therefore it's helach. So when do you have anything to eat the karka? Not for haidos karka. It's never negeya, only for kviris karka. The Gemara by us knew that. But the Gemara thought, so maybe when the Mishnah is saying the din of Kalim and Karka, it's not coming for the actual din of Karka, it's coming to be medayik something about the din of Helach. Once the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is being mechadish something else. The Mishnah is being mechadish something else, so then it's not a problem. Then you can't make the diak anymore. That's what the Gemara is coming to answer. But I want to ask a question. Mechayra, again, let's enjoy the question. Assuming that Helach is Potter. You get this? Helach is Potter. Classic Ma'ida Mikzas. A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, only 50, but he plunks it out. Or the thing is available. It's a pekatim, it's available. That's called Helach. Assuming Helach is Potter. So why do you need a din that you don't swear on Karka? The Karka is always Helach. Let's say there would be no such thing if you don't swear on Karka. You swear on Karka just as much as a tal. You swear. So, I don't even know what to start. Shvuah Seirechad. You swear on Karka? A guy says, you owe me a karka, he says, kai for a kal, he brings in an eidechot. No, but is it helach? Helach is that the part that you were moida was helach. By eidechot, there's no helach. So you need the din of enish ban al karka by eidechot. Shvua shaymrim. Is it din of shaymrim and shvua shaymrim on karka? No. Rabchia kamaisa! There's a din of shvua by Rabchia kamaisa? Is there helach by Rabchia kamaisa? If there's no ptur of helach, but there's still a din of enish ban al karka. So what do you need the din of enish ban al karka? The Gemara says for Kfira, for Eidechot, for Shoimrim, for Hados Eidim. And now I have another one. And this is Eidechot Alka. How much is Shtei Kesef in Prutis? 64. A guy says he owe me 64. He says 64 what? He says 64, 32. I'm keeping it symmetrical again. You owe me 32 Karka and 32 Metalphalin. He says, no, I only owe you 16 Metalphalin. Shvua not. Is there a Haidah? Is there a Haidah in Metalphalin? I lost the numbers again. A guy says, 1 second. A guy says. No, I know, but 1 second. No, I want to change the numbers. A guy says, you owe me 64. 32 Kalim, 32 Karka. Not Metalphalin, call Kalim. Same thing. A guy says, you owe me 64. 32 Kalim, 32 Karka. He says, I'm Moide. 16, half of the kalim. And I'm kaifer on all of the rest. No. Yeah, and I'm kaifer on all the rest. Is there a haidon kalim?
Yes.
How much?
16.
Is there a kfira on kalim?
Yes.
Is that enough kfira? My colleague is Rav and Shmuel. I don't want to confuse you. Rav holds you need a kfira of 64. But we don't go like that. We pass and it's enough as long as the whole thing is 64. So is there a haidon on kalim? 16, yeah, checklist. Is there a kfir on Caleb? Should there be a shwas maida mixas?
Yes.
Should there be a gilgal on the karaka also? There isn't. Maybe. Pleasure be kivega. Because Einish bon ala karkois not only says that the kfira can't be on karaka, which I have over here on Caleb, and not only does it say that the haidah is not allowed to be on karaka, I have haidah on Caleb, but the din of shtei kesef has to be only on the kafla, not on karaka. And that you won't have it here. Als Halach, it wouldn't be a problem. Because Rabbi Kveger is misupik. If Halach takes off the shear. Because Lamasha, what if he said 32, 64, 32 Kalim, 32 Karka? He says, no, only 8 Kalim, only 16 Kalim, and here's 8 of them. He Halachs.
Specifically, Karka needs Shtei Kesef more than
Kapha? No, everything needs Shtei Kesef. But since there's a din of Einish Bon ala Karkois, Karkois can't be towards the Kfira, Karkois can't be towards the Haidah. Karkois can't be towards the Tevia. So that's question. Another terrace. No, but it's a pellet because it's another terrace to the Kasha.
This is a serious question. That's what the Gemara should have said.
Yes. Why didn't the Gemara say, or upon the Gabi, the Diak of the Mishnah, you mean the Gemara said better?
Okay, actually, the second answer should be the first answer. That's what to me is
the best. That's tomorrow. That is a base of Levi. That is a base of Levi on the Savior of the Twitzen. But again, we're throwing a lot of things at you. We need the Din of Einish Bon al Karka by Eid Echad, Shoimrim, Rav Chiya. And I'll tell you one more. Shoimrim Eid Echad. Oh! Einishbon al Kfiras Shibut Karkois. A regular case of a halva with a shtar. It's not Halach, but it's still Einishbon al Shibut Karkois. Big Chiddush, green, yellow, clear. But if that's true, that's also a teretz. You need the Chiddush for a Karka. What did the Gemara say, though? And unfortunately, we didn't start it yet. Chaper Bayer Sichin Amarais. Why is that karka? Four-way machlokes rishonim. We have a lot of work to do. Beis Rosh Hashem.